triumphant from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail Biafra. All hail Biafra. We shall always remember all that perished in the struggle for our freedom. All hail our heroes. Our prayer shall be known both day and night.
Good evening, wonderful listeners, great Biafrans, wherever you are in the world. We are welcoming you to today's edition of the News Hour, coming to you from Radio Biafra here in London. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. On this day, the third day of June in the year of our Lord 2013, we are bringing you Radio Biafra news coverage, reporting, analysis, commentary, even your views as well, from wherever you are on this planet, on how we are going to get Biafra. We have said it before and we'll say it again that Radio Biafra is unashamedly a one-issue radio station. We are here to talk about how we are going to accomplish Biafra in truth and honesty, without fear, without prevarication, without slackening our resolve, without any retreat, without any surrender. If you are part of this noble family, if you are part of this wonderful crusade in the name of the Holy God himself, we are here to free his children from the slavery and bondage instituted in Nigeria by the British people and perpetuated by the Hausa Fulani oligarchy with the complicity and the duplicity of the Yoruba people. Here we are trying everything we can under the sun to make Biafra a free territory fit for human habitation once again. We are fleeing from our lands. We are slaves everywhere we go to. Our children are languishing in jail all over the world. Our politicians are complicit in the depression, in the massacre of all our hopes and our aspirations as a people. We are here to reverse that. That is what Radio Biafra is here to do, to bring about freedom for the people of Biafra, to set the children of God free from bondage. Wherever you are on this planet, we're welcoming you once again. This is Radio Biafra. We are hoping this evening to be joined by a few people, but if they don't, we'll host this program entirely with our listeners all over the world. We are one family. We are one. If you doubt our resolve, if you doubt what we can accomplish as a people, we ask you to go to Facebook. Just go to Radio Biafra London Facebook. You will see what we are doing. If you come against us, we'll come against you. Anything you try and do, if you try to disrupt what we are doing, if you try to go contrary to what we believe in, we can categorically assure you that every might we have at our disposal will be brought to bear to ensure that the will of God prevails. And that will of God is the freedom for the children of Biafra, the freedom for all those who value their freedom, all those who have dignity, all those who have self-respect. We know that there are other ethnic nationalities within Nigeria who, when Hausa Fulani people speak, they run away. When Hausa Fulani people say jump, they say how high. Here in Biafra, we bow before no man. We bow before no graven image. We bow before nothing made by man. The only person we bow before is the Almighty God in heaven. Chukwu Abiamewa. Welcome once again, Nnamdi Kanu. We are here in London. You know the drill. You know the routine. You know what to do. Around about 7:30, we'll begin to take your calls because this is your radio station. Radio station is not theirs. It doesn't belong to them. It belongs to you listening this evening. It belongs to you because you value freedom. It belongs to you because you value who you are as a person, as a Biafran. If you're an Idoma person, if you're an Igbo person, if you're from Efik, if you're from Anang, if you're from Ibibio, if you're from Ebanke, if you're from Ejo, if you're from Ishekiri, from anywhere you come from the former Eastern Nigeria, from the zoo, the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, because Nigeria is a zoo. If you doubt that animals inhabit Nigeria, if you doubt that animals run the place for the benefit of other wild animals, you go to Radio Biafra website at www.radiobiafra.co. If our website is down this evening, as we have always announced, if you're getting this reception via any other web portal like beliehumanrights.org or peopleofbiafra.org or any other website, please advise your friends, put it on your Facebook. Some people are still terrified. Some people are still scared about the word Biafra. What you are doing talking about Biafra when you're a coward, I do not know. Biafra is not meant for cowards. If you're a coward and you are ashamed of yourself as a Biafran, you don't want your friends to know that you're a Biafran, do not talk about Biafra because you're a coward. Biafra is not for cowards. Biafra is not for cowards, for goodness sake. If you're afraid to identify, to stand up and to tell whoever is watching you that you're a Biafran, you are not fit to be part of us. We ask you to go to Yoruba land. That is where cowards inhabit. Please, in the land of the brave, that is Biafra, we don't have any cowards. We stood up to the entire humanity for 3 years. We lost the war, that is true, because we lacked the stomach to persevere. If I was privileged to command the armies of the Biafran people during the war, they would rather kill all of us than anybody surrendering. That is what is expected of us this time around. We will not retreat. We will not surrender. We will either die there with them or they let us to go free. This is Radio Biafra. Anything we say, we do it. Anything we announce, we do it. The idiot hacking our website yesterday has been unmasked. We have his picture on Radio Biafra Facebook page. Any attempt by anybody to disrupt the work that we are doing, the full force of what we possess will be brought to bear against that person. Once again, we're welcoming. This is Radio Biafra. As we said, you know what to do. Around about 7:30 this evening, London time, you should be able to call Radio Biafra. You can join us either via Skype or via the phone. You can also send us text messages. You can send us emails. You can also send us messages even via Skype as well. We'll be able to read it. We thank all of you who persevered yesterday. The session yesterday was a marathon. It was over 5 hours of broadcast yesterday. We spoke to the very venerable Dr. Dozier Ikedife. Most people in his position will be scared or terrified to come out. If an elder statesman like Dozier Ikedife can come out to preach Biafra, how about you that is young and energetic? We have said it before and I will say it again this evening. If your name is Igbo, if you're bearing an Igbo name, if you're bearing an Ibibio name, an Efik name, and a John name, and you are afraid to discuss Biafra, please go and ask your father who gave birth to you, because it is not him. Your name may sound Igbo. You may appear Igbo to your friends. You may even have a red cap. You may even have walking stick, and you have Isiago that you wear. You may even know how to break kola nut. You are not an Igbo person because freedom is in the DNA. It is in the makeup of every Igbo woman, man, and child. To be free is a part of our makeup. That is how, that is why we are the only people in the entire Nigeria to have autonomous communities. Do you know why? We like to be free. Autonomy means freedom. No other place will you find autonomous communities because we have freedom as part of our makeup. When you hear an Igbo person say, I don't know what you're doing, the Biafra you're discussing, I'm not part of it, please, I can guarantee you that it was a Hausa Fulani man that fathered that very person during the war or after the war or even before the war when we were living in the north. Anybody born and bred in the village as some of us were, born and raised in the bosom of the sacred lands of Biafra itself, that drank from the streams of Biafra itself, not tap water or well water in Lagos, then their reasoning is different. Dr. Dozier Ikedife lives at Newi. He practices at Newi. Isn't it ironic that he came out fully to defend Biafra? Look at the people living in Abuja. What did they say? the evidence is very clear for everyone to see. We are welcoming you once again. This is Radio Biafra. Tell your friends, don't be ashamed, don't be scared, because we are all in it together. No force can stop us on this earth. Yesterday, I was pondering when we are encountering difficulties with our broadcast. I was thinking to myself what the late general said, His Excellency Dim Chukwuemeka Odumegwu-Ojukwu. What he said was that the fight and the struggle for Biafra is insurmountable, that if need be, that stones will be raised to fight for our people. People thought he was talking about the conclusion of the war in 1970. What he meant to say that Biafra is an irreducible concept. It is in your heart. It can never leave you. If you are truly chosen by God, Biafra is a calling. It is the way you call ministers of God, the way you call priests, the way you call pastors. They wake up and they say, oh, God called me. The same way you have fake pastors today saying God called them is how you even have some people, fake people, professing Biafra. But the children of God who were raised in truth and honesty to pursue Biafra are on the march. And I can assure you this evening, the editorial board of Radio Biafra can assure you this evening that nothing is going to stop us from getting Biafra, nothing. Heaven and earth may come to pass. This Biafra we are pursuing will come to exist, or there will be no Igbo person left on the face of the earth. They have to exterminate all of us before we stop fighting for this vegetation. And what we can assure them is, before they take all of us, we'll take all of them. It is an eye for an eye. There is no forgiveness. If you slap, you don't even slap us on one side of the face. Before you even raise your hand to slap us, we'll cut off your head. That is where we are right now, because enough is enough. To observe our children in jail all over the world, to observe our daughters as prostitutes all over Nigeria, to observe our men as kidnappers, to observe that people are unemployed from the day they leave secondary school, not even university. After suffering, after all the pain, we go into buying and selling, we go into trading. They drive us away from our land. They come and take our oil from where it comes from to go and develop their places. And we are all abroad. Some 20 years, some 25 years, you have not gone back to where you were born. Where your umbilical cord was buried in the ground, you have not gone to that place. Hausa people are having fun. Yoruba people are playing their tricks as usual and having fun. What are we doing? We are in jail all over the world. We are suffering 6 jobs, 5 jobs, looking after people back home, looking after families abroad. Only us. This nonsense has to come to an end. If you don't believe it needs to come to an end and must come to an end, you are on the wrong platform. Radio Biafra is not for you. Go and listen to NTA, where people steal, cheat, pillage, and loot the treasury dry. Here at Radio Biafra, we'll tell you the truth the way it is. It may be very bitter, but nonetheless, you will hear it. Before I go to bring the headlines this evening, I'll go to Dr. Chukwuemeka Mbatu. Please bring you, at least maybe to say hello to you. He will not bring you the headlines. I will myself here. But Dr. Chukwuemeka Mbatu, please, the world is listening. Say hello to them. Let's proceed.
Listeners, friends of Biafra, Biafrans all over the world, you are very much welcome to the obviously the packed edition of our program. Sit back and relax and listen and share with what we are going to bring to you. Bring your friends and obviously call in and participate. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very, very much. That was Dr. Egemba, who will be piloting the affairs today with me. We are also hoping to be joined by Barrister Mamezu very shortly. As soon as he joins us, we'll be able to let you know if there are any intermittent breakdowns, if there are any fluctuations in our signal, in our transmission. We should be able to bring that to your knowledge and to your attention. And once again, please, you know what to do. The number to call Radio Biafra is available everywhere. We want our listeners to do a bit of research. We've been spoon-feeding people with information, telling you what to do all the time. This evening, we want you to go. If you have not called Radio Biafra before, ask your friends. Go to Facebook and write to ask people, how can I get the studio number of Radio Biafra? Because this is the only platform on this planet where somebody can speak in Japan and those in Canada will hear the person. Where somebody can speak in Russia and those in South Africa will hear you. Only on Radio Biafra. No other network is capable of doing this in sub-Saharan Africa. That is why we are very special. The time for God's blessing. People go to Pentecostal churches where they cheat them, where Yoruba pastors steal all their money and come out without blessing. Here at Radio Biafra, when you listen to Radio Biafra, when you participate in Radio Biafra, you know that you're truly blessed, because what we are doing, no other person can do it. This is the place where the children of God rise above every challenge to confront all the evil that has been keeping them down. We are welcoming you once again this evening, wherever you are in the world. As I said, I'm Nnamdi Kanu. I'm the host of Radio Biafra, and I'm joined by Dr. Chukwuma Egemba, who will be co-presenting this program with me. Our principal headline this evening, on this day, the third day of June in the year of our Lord 2013, we are reporting from the zoo called Nigeria. This is why we call Nigeria a zoo. Our listeners must be able to follow, because this is Radio Biafra. We don't give you news the way NTA or CNN does, where they read and they expect you to go and think. No. Here we give you the news and we'll tell you what it means precisely. This is the news coming from the zoo, the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. It is a zoo where animals feed on one another, where when you see people driving about in convoy, you think they're human beings. They are merely thieves surrounding themselves with mobile policemen, surrounding themselves with ignorant people from Chad who are not even illiterate enough to even recognize where they come from. This is what is happening in the zoo. We'll bring you the news from the zoo this evening. The zoo being Nigeria, the greatest zoo ever made by man for man. The 39 billion Naira pension thief. I don't know if people understand that somebody, one human being in Nigeria, stole 39 billion of police pension fund. One single person stole 39 billion. They claim in Nigeria that Igbo people love money so much. We'll be asking this evening, who stole this money? Is it an Igbo person, a Yoruba person, or a Hausa person? This is the lie people have been feeding our children time and time and time again, that Igbo people love money more than any other person. From today, we'll be exposing all the loot, all the criminality going on in Nigeria in the zoo, to ask you how many of them are Igbo people. You'll be surprised. That is why you need Radio Biafra. That is why you need to support Radio Biafra, because all the lies they have been telling against Igbo people, all the lies against Biafrans, all the lies that we cannot be united, we cannot do anything, we are here to blow them wide open, to blow them out of the water. One single human being stole 39 billion pension fund belonging to the police in Nigeria. He was taken to court and the trial has stalled, which means they're about to throw the case out of the court. This is the same country that jailed somebody for life for stealing 2,000 naira. This is the same country that jailed somebody for sentenced somebody to hanging for stealing 4,000 naira. Somebody stole 39 billion, and the whole criminal establishment of Nigeria have ganged up, because they have collected their share. They have ganged up to try to release him from jail and to try to crush the prosecution of this very criminal from the zoo called Nigeria. We'll read out the news in detail. The trial of the former police pension officials, scheduled to commence on Monday, being today, was stalled following an application made by former Attorney General and Minister of Justice Chief Kanu Agabi, Senior Advocate of Nigeria, who was recently briefed by one of the accused persons. Agabi pleaded with the court to allow him a little time to familiarize himself with the huge volume of court processes relating to the matter, to enable him to defend his client in the case. The prosecutor, Mr. Rotimi Jacobs, also a senior advocate of Nigeria, told the court that he is ready to proceed with the trial, but however conceded that the former Attorney General's application was constitutional, as the Constitution guarantees an accused person proper representation in line with rights to fair hearing. When it comes to stealing and looting money and sharing it, there is fair trial and procedure in Nigeria. When you don't have money to share to them, you are dead. This is what is happening in the zoo. For those who didn't quite get this news, this is the former Attorney General of the country defending a criminal who has been caught red-handed stealing money belonging to poor people. Anybody who doubts the state of the suffering that the police are undergoing in Nigeria should go to Ikeja Police College. If you go to Ikeja Police College, if they give you food to eat, you will not eat any food in Lagos. That is how bad it is. It is worse than a refuse bin. It is worse than a dustbin. It is worse than the bowl of a toilet. Here, the money meant for the survival of police people has been stolen by one single individual. And lo and behold, a former Attorney General of the country. That tells you the type of zoo that people are operating in Nigeria. A former Attorney General of the country decided to come out to stall the case. This is what happens in Nigeria when people steal money all over the place. We are also bringing you this evening the very sad news of the man called General Muhammadu Buhari, who is the principal financier of Boko Haram. This man is the man who single-handedly started Boko Haram to be killing people. Himself, Babangida, and former Vice President Atiku, in conjunction with other northern politicians, ganged up when Goodluck Jonathan won the election and decided to float Boko Haram to kill people in their thousands, and they have succeeded. These are Hausa people. I respect them for that. When they say something, they do it. I respect them at least. Buhari, let us hear what this man has to say. He has governed Nigeria by force. He has taken the oil from Biafra land to enrich himself and his family and his cronies and all the people that say rank candidate to him in the morning. That is not enough. He has been trying to rule Nigeria by force all this while, all by stealth, maybe not by the use of force of arms. He has not succeeded. He has now given us the eternal death, which is Boko Haram, which incidentally some people may be surprised to hear that Radio Biafra supports. We support Boko Haram in what they are doing. Let them not kill innocent civilians. If they can go after the corrupt politicians, good luck to them. That is what we want them to do. When the military was accused of destroying the town of Baga, as some journalists are reporting in Nigeria, the opposition in Nigeria went into overdrive. They gave all kinds of figures of houses that were destroyed and blamed every destruction on the Nigerian military, even though it was established fact that the militant sect, Jamal al-Sunna, Ildawa, al-Jahid, whatever that nonsense means as a name, commonly referred to as Boko Haram. I don't speak Hausa, so they have to pardon me, and I will never speak it till the day I die, because I can't stand it. We are the ones that used rocket-propelled grenades, which had heavy incendiary capacity and could destroy buildings. They were the ones that destroyed it, but they blamed it on the police. Of course, Obama even came out, the Americans came out to say that what happened in Baga was brutal and it was unnecessary, and we support them in that regard because we know what Nigeria can do. They tell you one thing and they do another. Of all the voices that condemned the government and the military, Major General Muhammadu Buhari's voice stood out. Not only did he condemn the Nigerian military forces that took part in the defense of Baga along the troops from neighboring nations, Major General Muhammadu Buhari called for the president to resign because of the incident, saying Jonathan should vacate and give way to a competent hand to govern the country. He was basically inciting a coup, as the Northerners will do, because a Biafran is in charge of Nigeria. They have to remove him. The last time a Biafran was in charge of Nigeria, in case our more younger listeners haven't been born by then, was a man from my hometown called General Aguirunsi, a battlefield decorated general. Not the type of general you get in Nigeria today, where you sit in your office and you keep writing letter and intrigue. When they send you to Ekomog, you say no, you're not going, that your wife is about to give birth. You dodge to go and serve your country, but yet you're a major general in Nigeria. Major General Aguirre, in fact, general, not he wasn't a major general, he was a general. General Aguirre was a battlefield decorated general by the British. He was the general officer commanding the entire Nigerian army. He only lasted 6 months in office. They killed him. Who killed him? Hausa people, T.Y. Danjuma and co. Yet T.Y. Danjuma is going about pocketing the money today. He sold his oil block not too long ago. I leave it to our listeners to tell us how much T.Y. Danjuma made from that. This is the second Biafran who is in charge in Nigeria. What are they doing? They are trying to remove Goodluck Jonathan. Good luck to them. Whatever they want to do with him is their business, because we don't believe in Nigeria. But we are saying that the killing of our people must stop. The killing of Igbo people, of Christians, people of Biafran extraction must stop in Nigeria. Lamenting the fate that befell Baga, Major General Muhammadu Buhari retired, said, in Bama and Baga towns, military personnel were reported to have been engaged in extortion and sometimes raping of women. This is Major General Buhari speaking. Despite all the things that have happened to Igbo people, including Ezu River, the bombing in Kano, the massacre all over, the deportation of Igbo people from Lagos, as we reported in August of last year, when Igbo families were deported by Fashola from Lagos, put on 6911 trucks and dumped at Headbridge in Onitsha. Most of them had to be taken to detention and had to bail themselves. Peter Obi once again is aware of this. He made a lot of money out of this, and we'll go into that later. Because anything you hear on this Radio Biafra is absolutely correct. Major General Buhari is coming out to defend his people morning, afternoon, and night. We are asking this evening, which comparable Igbo person, which comparable Biafran has come out? This is Nigerian government chasing terrorists and killing them. Buhari is complaining. Igbo sons and daughters are being massacred in northern Nigeria. Nobody saying anything. We must look at the comparison between the two. Boko Haram are out killing people. Everybody they see, mayhem, pillaging everywhere. Yet Buhari came out to support them. Innocent Igbo traders in the north selling granite, kerosene, retailing building materials and scarce spare parts are being slaughtered on a daily basis. Not one single Igbo person have ever said anything about it apart from Radio Biafra. Not one single soul. And we are led to believe that these are men of valor, men of honor, and leaders. And to make matters worse, which people don't realize, that the 208 bodies lying in Kano mortuary, the victims of the Kano Sabongeri bus station bombing, have been buried in mass graves in the north. Their bodies were not allowed to be returned. My own brother's body that came back, Ikechukwu Anosike from Ondabo, in Isiama Ibeku, we managed to bring his body back home, was by force, and because we had to bribe the mortuary officials to bring his body out. The rest were buried in the north. And to stop us from bringing bodies back home from the north, Ohaneze accepted a bribe from Goodluck Jonathan to stop our bodies from coming back home, because Nigeria was worried about what will happen to Hausa people should they see the bodies of their relatives coming back from the north. That is why Nigeria is a zoo. And for our talking points this evening, we'll be asking a very simple question. We want our listeners to think long and hard before answering this. We know that oil comes from the eastern part of the zoo called Nigeria, which is Biafra land essentially. We know that tomatoes and granite and onions comes from the north, and coincidentally garden egg as well, angara, comes from the north. We are asking this evening what the Yoruba people are contributing to the development of Nigeria. We want people to tell us this evening what they have contributed to the development of Nigeria, because to our knowledge, or to my knowledge personally, my personal view, not the editorial board's view, they have contributed absolutely nothing. We are asking this evening, what are they bringing to the table? What have they contributed? Is that the reason why they are so conspiratorial? Is that why they are so duplicitous? Is that why they can never nail their colors to the mast and call a spade a spade? Are they the reason why Nigeria is teetering on the brink of collapse in this way? Why can't they come out and say this is who we are and they stick by it? Why are they always wavering? Why are they so cowardly? This is Radio Biafra. We don't run away from issues. Every issue undiscussable on any other platform, this is Radio Biafra. We discuss it. Let me go to Dr. Chukwuma Egbenbatu to please tell us from his perspective what he feels we ought to do in order to be able to move forward. And then we begin to take your calls in their hundreds as usual, please. Doctor, first of all, there is confirmation that all the signals are going correctly. Is that correct?
Sorry, say that again.
The transmission is going very well. Is that correct?
Yeah, in some sites. I'm begging all listeners, you have to try as many sites as possible. All the available sites, indigenous people of Biafra, people of Biafra, if you try this one, you didn't, continue to try all the listening. You will definitely get one of those where you will. Some of them don't, or playing up. If you try this, it didn't work, try that. At least the good thing of it is that we have up to 5 to 6 options. By the time you try all of them, you get something. I tried a couple of, then I, as of now, it is playing on peopleofbiafra.org. So you can also get it on indigenouspeopleofbiafra.com or .org. You will get it there. So please do not relent. If it doesn't, refresh and try again. The persistence is what pays. Just as we persisted yesterday, it paid off. So if you persist going to the various websites, you will we will be successful and participate in the program. Now,
Doctor, Doctor, hold on, before you continue. Just hold on a second before you continue. The people can see why we want all their friends, we want our listeners on the Facebook page. Because if we encounter such problems, we can be able to advise everyone immediately, in real time, what is happening. That is why we want everybody to. Is not, we are not saying we want you there to decorate Facebook. No, is to make it easier for us to be able to transmit information in real time. Please go and tell people, if you're on Skype, if you're getting it, tell people how you're getting it. Let them know how, where you're receiving it, so they can join you there immediately. Please, Doctor, go ahead.
Yes. So, regarding the headlines, you have spelled it out completely. You see, in Nigeria, you are only convicted of stealing if you steal, if you are a poor person, you steal to eat, you steal to feed your family, you are hungry, you cannot, you don't know what to do instead of die from hunger, you find a way to get something to eat. And if you are caught in the process, it is can't justice. Either the people, the poor masses, they just will lynch you to death, because they can reach you, they can touch you, they can get you, they can get hold of you. The police can come and drag you because they can reach you, they know where you are, because they have called the police. Now, but when it comes to billions, not even millions, if you steal millions, you can get away with it because nobody will come after you. But the higher the amount you steal judiciously, the higher the amount you steal through contract falsification, the higher the amount you steal through embezzling money meant for the people, either the pension amount meant for the pensioners, just as in this case, or for teacher salaries, or for any other communal project, construction of roads and infrastructures, nobody will talk about it. You will be exonerated. Now, are you telling me if we accuse them, we put it to them now that both the judge presiding over this case, both the defending attorney or son or whatever they are called, or the person who is prosecuting, all of them are involved, including some elements within the presidency. If these high powerful individuals, personalities are not involved, how can you tell me that such a monumental amount of money that is meant for millions of people will be gotten lost, and some people are playing politics because of it? Judicial stealing. Stealing by the judiciary. Stealing by the stroke of pen. This is the country we are talking about. And this is why...
Doctor, let's give people the name of the person. Let us give them the name of this criminal, because we promise we'll announce it here. Because they say all the time, oh, Igbos love money. They love money so much. Yes. And we are also, because we want our own to be better, that is why we also say it. The name of this thief that stole money from people is Mr. John Yakubu Yusufu. Not Chidebere. Not Okonkwo. Yet these people, these same criminals, have the guts, because they control the media in Nigeria, to tell other people, to convince everybody, including some Igbo people, that Igbos love money. Has any Igbo person stolen this type of money from Nigeria before? Of course, we steal from ourselves, like Peter Obi does in Anambra State. Has anyone stolen this amount of money before? The arch criminal in Nigeria is Omar Odigo, who stole over £4 billion when pounds was pounds. Over £4 billion he stole from Nigeria. Now this one has gone and stolen his own. And adjourning the case, come today, come tomorrow, that a former Attorney General of the Federation,
who is supposed to defend,
who is supposed
the
to,
Constitution,
he is busy trying to, he has seen 39
who is supposed to be the prosecutor.
Yes, and they have not found the money. That's the funniest thing. They have not found the money. The money is...
And they are not going to find it.
How can they find it? Because they are going to share it. They will share
it. Of course, yes.
Yes, go ahead.
So you can now begin to understand why there is nothing works. Now, just imagine, for the 8 years, Obasanjo, the number one hater of the African people, was in the president of Nigeria. He himself presided over the presidential tax force on power supply. For 8 years, what happened? Nothing happened. I don't have the accurate figure of the amount of money involved that was sunk into power supply in Nigeria. Still, nothing happened. Nobody can guarantee 6 hours regular supply anywhere in Nigeria at any one point, including the presidency. Now, Jonathan Goodluck is also presiding over tax force on power supply. What has he done? Now, the amount of money that is being budgeted each day, where is this money going? Why is it that the budget after budget, tax force after tax force, extraordinary meeting after extraordinary meeting, signing of contract in all the currencies in this world, for everything possible? Name it. Nothing happens. We don't have a national railway line. Now, why? Every day, trillions and trillions and trillions are being budgeted for this. People, you ask yourself, for how long shall we continue to be part of this? How long shall the world, from our backyard, from where we sit down, from where we farm, this world will be extracted and be used to reach individuals involved. Now, this Yusuf, baptized or is in the process, if he has not fully converted into Muslim, his name is not yet Yusuf. That nobody from the east of Niger, the surname is Yusuf. Even if you are, it is you borrow it in order to get the contract, in order to follow these people to steal. Now, they are not talking about it. They are doing everything possible to sweep it under the carpet. If it is, the name has any resemblance of Igbo, even if it's not Igbo, then they will magnify it. Just as Sinani said, because they have got the media to magnify it. But now, no one will be talking about, I can bet you that the Federal Radio Corporation of Nigeria, or whatever it's called, they are not going to feature this. Even if it is going to be announced in the television or with any other source, it will be on a pattern. But if it is involved and Igbo this thing, they will set off inquiry upon inquiry, they will do everything possible to humiliate the person and others involved. This is why we are saying what we are saying, that we need media to defend ourselves, to promote ourselves. Remember, Radio Biafra, we do not condone anything. We do not condone criminality. But if you are applying justice, it has to be equitable. It has to be equal. If you are applying justice to A, apply justice on equal terms to B, to C, to D, so that justice can be seen to have been applied across the board. But here, you have selected justice. Selective justice. Just as in the job, can you imagine a former autonomy general of the highest legal personality in the land, a former, who's supposed to be the prosecutor, who's supposed to know the in and out of the law, he is now coming to defend somebody who stole this amount of money.
If this
person of that magnitude is to defend this, what chances? Now, billions are involved. Now, if one person
The difficulty that we are experiencing this evening, we understand also that our main website is down, is still under attack. It has continued this day. Maybe they have moved from Chile to other places, but we can assure them that we can find them. What we are asking you to do, please, if you're listening this evening, please, 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 please don't be afraid. We know that some of us are still scared of the word Biafra. Don't be afraid. Don't be scared of Biafra. Please go to your Facebook page and tell your friends how to get Radio Biafra. Ask them to go to peopleofbiafra.org. Ask them to go to peopleofbiafra.org or beliehumanrights.org. beliehumanrights.org. Please go and tell your friends, announce it and tell them that we are streaming uninterrupted on those two platforms. RadioBiafra.co is down temporarily, it's fluctuating, it comes and it goes, but we have backup and all our backups are working. We ask you to please advise your friends to go to these places, flood the Facebook with it, give them this information. Write on the Facebook that people should go to peopleofbiafra.org or indigenous people of... It is all there. That is why we need to be in one place. It is all there for everyone to see. That there is a post on our Facebook page that tells you what to do. If you can't get it on one website, go to the other one. Ucho ka so ani gba so ani oku igbo mi nwota hia na ofu iga na nko ozo mi nwota hia na aka ni iga na aka ekpe ebi ga nwota cha anyi no anyi deputy deputy na abalia biko icho na nke mbu mo ga ha icho na nke abo icho na nke ato iga nwota ya. If you get into the website, you can refresh it and you'll be able to get it. If you get into the website, you should be able to just refresh and you'll be able to get it. Once again, that this is Radio Biafra. We're coming to you from London. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. You've been listening to the voice of Dr. Tukuma. Again, by this evening, we are ready and prepared to take your calls. And please, we are asking and saying, don't tell us you're not getting it because we've announced it. That is why we said to you, we want you to be on Facebook. If you're on Facebook, this will not be happening because you will see all the information. We have a caller we are trying to connect on Skype this evening, but unfortunately the line was unstable and they have gone. We'll try and get them back. If you want to call us on the phone, the number is there. The number to dial, if you know it, you should be able to have it. If not, go to the Radio Biafra London Facebook page. You should be able to get it there. Doctor, how about the issue of Buhari? What Buhari is doing? What Buhari is attempting to do with Boko Haram? How come Buhari can come out openly to support Boko Haram? How come Buhari can come out without fear to ask us to allow terror killers and murderers to be given a leeway in the country when our own people, innocent people, are being killed and no one is doing anything about it?
You see, I can't blame him actually, because in all fairness, in any normal people populated, normal human being populated republic, Buhari should not be walking free. He's supposed to be in jail, or must, should have been tried and sentenced to jail. It is only in the zoo that animals that behave in a way that is not compatible with the zoo rules are allowed to roam with the other animals. Buhari, tell me, our listeners, this is why I like Radio Biafra.
Doctor, you need to bear with me 1 second. Let us try and take this call and see what is happening to our transmission this evening. Please give us your name and you tell us where you are calling from. The caller on the phone, give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hello, good evening, Nnamdi. This is Okechukwu Nka from London. I'm trying to find out what is going on because I'm not connecting. I'm not getting net.
Are you on Radio Biafra Facebook page?
Yes.
Which particular website are you going through right now? Which website are you trying?
On Radio Biafra.
But we London.
Exactly. And then after that, I check on Benin Human Rights.
Are you getting it on Bilie or you're not?
No. I'm not getting it there.
Then you try the third one. There's another one there called peopleofbiafra.org. peopleofbiafra.org. You'll get it there. People of Biafra, all one word. People, one day matter. Of, O-F, Biafra, all one word in lower casing. peopleofbiafra.org. Let us ask Dr. Egemba to see where he's getting the feed from. Doctor, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Where are you getting the feed from?
From indigenous...
It is from indigenous people of Biafra. If you go to indigenous people of Biafra, you will get us. So if you go to people of Biafra or indigenous people of Biafra, everything is .org. If you go to those places, you should be able to find us. That is why we are saying, if you're listening to Radio Biafra, also have your Facebook handy. All this information is on Facebook. That is what we give. When we ask people to come and join Facebook, it is not for fun. It's not to play. It's not to joke. It is when we have very critical information like this, we can disseminate it in one place and everybody will see it.
Okay,
thank you very much. Yes, doctor, please, if you're there, you can take it on and finish what you are saying. I hope that is very clear.
What I was saying that in a normal, let me be mild. In a normal circumstance, Buhari shouldn't be walking around free to the point of really making more inflammatory statements. This is a person who did not miss word. Say, listen, I lost the election. I contested election, what they called in quotes, free and fair election, and lost. And someone won. I will make that person life miserable. I will render the country ungovernable. I will make it uncomfortable for the person who won the election in the right manner to make it difficult for him to govern.
Yes, let us take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you are.
Good evening, I'm Chike calling from Italy.
Yes, Chike, go ahead.
I thank you so much for the good work you're doing.
Thank you.
We want to announce to our people that we have been able to put ourselves together here in Italy. Yes, we had a meeting yesterday. Our members, our volunteers, some of them were there. Some of them were not able to come because of distance. They called while the meeting was going on.
Okay, so
we agree.
Chike, hold on. So we can now announce to the world that Italy is ready for the worldwide demonstration. Yes.
Yes, we are. We have structured ourselves. We have had the first meeting yesterday. We agreed. All of us agreed that we are all in the journey together. That we are going to, be part of every step taken to achieve Biafra. And we agree that we have to, be putting in something to make sure that Radio Biafra is on air. Personally, I will start making my own contribution from this month. Our members will now follow up as soon as they can. So we are announcing to our people that we have been able to put ourselves together. We are in the journey together now.
That is very good. We are happy to hear that. That is from Italy. That is wonderful. Did our sister Idom attend this meeting at all?
Yeah, she did not come, but I spoke with her before the meeting. So I will still have to call her back to give her further information, give her information on our agreement. So I am in touch with so many other people within Italy here. So we have agreed to do something. So we are into it together.
Thank you very much, my brother. The entire Biafran family is happy for what you people have done. Thank you very, very much. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Count on us. We are working. We are not sleeping.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much, and
okay.
God bless you.
Thank you so much, man. Thank you.
That is confirmation, doctor, and we are getting confirmation from home. That is Italy. That Italy is set. We are also getting confirmation. If people in Biafra land can be getting this transmission this evening, how can people in London not get it? We are getting confirmation that Bilie Human Rights is working. We are getting confirmation that people of Biafra is working. Let's take this call to see if they can confirm that. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you're calling from, they have gone. They've prematurely terminated. We ask you to please come back. We know sometimes that the networks are a bit unstable. But we are getting a confirmation here that the people of Biafra Weblink is working here in Lagos. But I can tell you the truth, it goes off and on. I'm a Biafran and remain blessed, my people. This is the confirmation we are getting from Lagos. This is, please, Bilie is working. This is confirmation. This is a UK number plus 44. The number ends with 7087. Your name is not here. It's confirmation to say that it's being received in the UK. So please, if you try one channel and it doesn't work, please go to another one. If you try one and it does not work, go to another one. We'll try and see if we can get at least one or two callers from Skype before we go to Dr. Egemba to summarize for us. Once again, if you're joining us this evening, this is Radio Biafra coming to you from London. We come to you 7 p.m. every evening. We are looking to upgrade our systems so that we'll be immune from all this type of attacks which we're experiencing. The federal government of Nigeria and her agents of darkness are hell-bent on trying to take our website down. They are interrupting our signal. They are trying to make things difficult for us. Up until yesterday, everything was abundantly fine. but we are finding them and we are dealing with them. We'll find all of them one after the other. All the IP addresses that are attacking us, one got a rude awakening today. All of them, the reports are is showing right here in front of me. We are going to go after all of you one after the other, and you will not be able to escape it. Please, doctor, go ahead and try and summarize for me, please. Doctor, are you there? I don't think he's able to join us. If you're coming to us for the very first time, please make sure that you, if you come on the air, please tell us if you're getting Radio Biafra or not. We want to know and how you're getting it so that we can advise other people accordingly. Once again, we're welcoming. This is with the headlines we're bringing this evening is that the pension thief himself, Mr. Yusuf, the pension thief that stole 39 billion. Kano Agabi, the former attorney general, is trying to get him off the hook. Kano Agabi is his name. They are trying to postpone the case, trying to get him off the hook. And if you know who these people are, tell them that it is because of them that Nigeria is going to break up. It is because of them, their criminality, the evil that they keep perpetrating on a daily basis, that is why Nigeria will break up. Because the rate at which they are going, there is no way that that country can be sustained. It is not sustainable. If you doubt what we are telling you, you travel to the northern part of Nigeria. From all our signals here, we can see that everything is okay. We can see that all is in good order. And please, doctor, if you can tell me, what is your assessment given what has been said so far? That is good news from Italy. Italy is now ready and they held their meeting yesterday.
Yes, that is very interesting and pleasing to hear that Italy has joined the bank wagon. That is very good and they should keep it up. And there's quite a good number of them. Now, the fight now has shifted to France and Portugal. So we have had a few calls from France and Portugal. We want them to come back and stand up fully and be counted and get themselves organized and constitute movement. I don't think that they would like to be the odd one out of all the major European countries that are already on board. So France and Portugal, we are now waiting for you to come back to us and confirm that you are fully on board.
Okay, thank you very much. Let's take this call. Uche, is everything okay? What is the update from the signaling and transmitting point of view, please?
A number of things have been happening. The main website is completely down. The transmission is breaking as well. What I would recommend, all other websites are working. Except the main website. So that the transmission itself is breaking and it's getting worse. My recommendation is that you take some musical interlude and then come back, maybe 5 minutes, to put certain things in place.
Okay, that is okay. That is the report we're getting, but we are trying to solve this, and with a little bit of help, we should be able to overcome it. We encountered this slight problem yesterday. We managed to overcome it. We are also going to be able to overcome it this evening. So please do not go away. We will try and play you some music. Do not go away, wherever you are, because this is Radio Biafra. We don't give up. We are not born to give up. And there is no way we're going to give up. Our transmission must continue. But please listen to our patriotic song for the time being, whilst we look at this issue and try to rectify it. Please do not go away. Do not go away. Good evening and welcome back, wonderful people of Biafra. We do apologize for the intermittency of our broadcasting this evening. It's because, unfortunately, we must say that there is quite a lot of activity on our side. There are a few things that we are doing. We are trying to not just to rectify it, but to solve it going forward. We don't want to lose the listeners. We don't want to lose the momentum that we have built. That goes to show that what Radio Biafra is doing is reverberating all around the world. We even got confirmation whilst we had the brief musical interlude that the signal going into Senegal is bad as well. They're saying that the IP address that they're looking for, which is our own website IP address, they cannot find it. It is banned. We don't know what they mean by that. But let us go and try and take this call and see what is going on. Can you hear us? This is Radio Biafra. Hello?
Yeah, good evening. Yeah, I can hear you very well. Good evening, man. Please, I'm not getting ready, Biafra.
And which country are you in?
Yeah, I'm calling from Belgium.
From Belgium, which website are you trying?
RadioBiafraLondon.co.
No, go to People of Biafra. PeopleofBiafra.org. PeopleofBiafra.org. Are you on Facebook?
I'm on Facebook. Yeah.
If you go to you have to keep checking Facebook when you're listening to Radio Biafra. You also open up Facebook. Any updates we post on Facebook. So if you go to peopleofbiafra.org, you will get us.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Yes, we are welcoming you once again. Please, doctor, we have to try. And doctor, what is it like at your end? What is it like?
Yes, I'm receiving it, but apparently it's intermittent. Apparently, it pauses. It comes off and on. Yeah, but all the same, and persisting is on. Yeah, it's on, but it's not as smooth as our normal standard of broadcast quality. It's not. I try to juggle through different websites and refreshing. So, and I urge our listeners to continue to do the same. Well, the good thing is that we have alternatives. So, if this one fell, you go to another one, refresh the other one, and we just keep trying. Okay? I know it's not convenient, but that's the best we can do for now until it is sorted out completely.
Yes, that is what we need to do. We need to expand our base. We need to expand our operation. We need to make sure that the system we have is robust enough to be able to deliver this very service to our people, and we rely on our people to make this possible. We rely on our people to make it viable for us to be able to broadcast to them. That is why we keep saying it all the time. I don't know how our people want to see this. That is why we keep asking all the time. That is why we keep saying all the time that we have need for assistance. We have need for help. We want people to be able to help us understand. We want people to be able to help us to make sure that the delivery of our content is stable every blessed day. Please, the caller on the phone, give us your name and where you're calling from, please. The caller on the phone, please, your name and where you're calling from, please. Your name and where you are.
My name is Mike. I'm calling from London.
Mike from London, are you receiving Radio yes. Biafra where you are, or are you having problems?
I'm having problems, but I managed to join the Indigenous People of Biafra site. So I was listening to it.
Yes.
Okay, I wasn't know the topic of the day, but I want to comment about yesterday because I was listening up to 12 o'clock in the night.
Yes.
Regarding that man that called himself Ozo, it is a pity that the man who calls himself Ozo doesn't know what Ozo means. But he knows what is Aaron and Abel, and he doesn't see it coming, or doesn't see it around him, and he couldn't speak up because that is the meaning of Ozo. I may be deviating from today's topic, but I don't know what the topic is, but I want to say something about yesterday.
No, you're free. It's an open platform. You can say whatever you like. Please go ahead.
No matter what the enemies are doing, the people of God must always prevail. We will be focused, and I want to know the next time the meeting will be in London, so I want to be there live to be able to participate and see what I can do in my own capacity.
Yes, we will announce it when the time is a lot closer. We will announce it. That is what our assurance to people is, that we are going to announce it. Don't worry about that. We'll announce when the next Bilier Human Rights Initiative meeting will be held in London for all the people who have expressed their interest to attend, for them to be able to attend.
Okay. Somebody was speaking with some of our guys at the church, and I was trying to let them know. I told a lot of them about Radio Biafra. Some of them said they didn't know about it. And I gave them the site and address how to get to it. So I hope that they may be calling or listening. With time, they may join. And I try to make them aware that we are not moving forward with staying in Nigeria, because if somebody comes here to study, while we have a lot of universities in our place, it shows that we are lacking behind and things are not moving fine. They don't see that way, but I try to persuade them, I try to let them know the difference, because the moment you stay here 1 week, 1 month, 1 year, you start seeing difference between here and the other side.
Of course, yes.
And that is where I was trying to let them see where we are going to. They said that the moment you go outside, we start thinking about the other side is better. I said, no, this is good, because all my life I've been living outside, suffering, going from here, running from here to there, without any achievement. At my age, I'm supposed to be balanced. If things I'm looking for here is in my village, I will not leave that place. I come here to stay under the cold.
Yes.
Suffering, somebody asking you better, somebody asking you this. You don't need it when you are in a country. So, because we are out of our comfort zone, so people do anything they like in order to survive. But what I'm trying to say is that their time must surely come, and all hands must be on deck, and I will be there, and I will try to do what I can to be able to support the cause.
Thank you very much.
I thank you so much, because when I'm listening to you, to most especially when I'm just talking, because when every day I'm going out in the train, I download the old ones, listening to that. I don't read newspaper. The only newspaper I read is Radio Biafra on my telephone.
That's very good.
So it touches me, it makes me to shed tears, because I could have been one of the Pashoka children. Fortunately, I wasn't among them, but I would have been one of them, who knows. But I have been in the midst of people who are discussing about Biafra, Europeans.
Yes, yes. That's
so
great.
They were making caricature of Biafra children. who are kind of kwashioko.
Yeah, because we got so the word kwashioko. The world never knew what kwashioko was until the blockade started. Awolowo. That's the gift of Yoruba people to our people. It is kwashioko. That is the only thing they have contributed to the development of Nigeria. That was what they gave us. They gave us kwashioko, and we are going to. We are telling them. Everybody, the people attacking us, that looking to attempting to see how resolute we are. They are attempting to see if we are strong enough to handle the pressure that is to come. But we are telling them that we are more than capable of handling it, and that we are not relenting until we succeed. Let nobody not be in doubt. We are not going to relent until what we are pursuing comes to pass. Thank you very much for calling, and God bless you.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you. Let's take this call from Skype. Please give us your name and where you are.
Hello, I am Obi Olamalan.
Yes, what is happening at your end? Are you receiving Radio Biafra or is it down?
Well, I have not received it because I don't know what is happening here, but I listened to yesterday's program.
So why can't you, which website are you checking?
The Radio Biafra,
Go to the Facebook, you will see the website. That is why we ask you people to always check Facebook. If the website is down, go to Radio Biafra London Facebook page. That is why it is there, to give information.
I'm there on the page.
How many websites were listed there? How many websites can you see?
Three.
Exactly. Have you tried all three of them?
Three.
Have you tried all four websites? I can see four websites here. Have you tried all of them?
Okay. I'm hearing it now. It's working now.
Exactly. That is why we need you people and your friends on Facebook. You see, we need you on Facebook. So if this type of thing happens, you send information immediately. Thank you very much for being with us anyway. Doctor, are you there?
I'm checking other distance. Let them try people of Biafra. I'm also checking different so that we can pass more accurate information. Please try peopleofbiafra.org. It's fairly stable.
Okay.
So try it. So then you also, as we said, try any other one intermittently. If this one plays off, you know, then they try. Yeah, as Justin Nandi said, if we give up, they will be rejoicing. They will say, yes, we've got them. But if we persist, then they will not have any choice other than to give up and leave us alone. Do we have to bow down on the face of challenges? This is nothing compared to what we are going to see, my brothers and sisters, wherever you are listening. This is a tip of the iceberg of what we are going to see through in the process of freeing ourselves. So, if we succumb to this minor, then what are we going to do when the big challenges come? So, please accept it and do whatever you can and persevere.
Yes, thank you very much. That is the spirit. Even during the, I draw inference from what Churchill went through in this country during the Second World War, when they were under attack by Hitler. Everybody looked so gloomy and down, as if they cannot surmount this very problem. This is minor. As doctors, this is compared to what the battle we are going to face, this is minor. If we cannot defeat these people, if we cannot overcome this, how are we sure we're going to be able to get Biafra? So we must be resolute, we must be diligent, and try and get our Biafra because it belongs to us. Let's take this call from Sky. Please, your name and where you're calling from?
Yeah, I'm calling from Italy. Please, I'm not hearing the radio station well. It's cutting, it's shaking.
Yeah, you see, you can now see why we say we need help all the time. People don't understand. We need to upgrade our infrastructure to make sure that it is the type that these people cannot attack anymore, because they will attack us. If we think they are going to allow us to just walk in and take Biafra when they are getting oil from Biafra land, we are mistaken. That is why this fight is for the brave. Only the brave can engage in this battle. If you're not brave enough to engage in this battle, we ask those who are afraid to go back and allow us to do it. That is why we need help. We keep saying it all the time. We need the help of everybody to get superior equipment to defeat these people. We can defeat them. We can defeat them. I don't know where we got this attitude of this cowardly attitude from. This is nothing compared to what we are going to face in the getting of Biafra. We must overcome this problem. We must surmount this problem. And when we surmount it, we'll then be able to go and face the real enemy. There is nothing wrong with what they are doing. They are doing what they're supposed to do. They are like a disease in a body. They will try to kill you. It is for your antibodies, your white blood cells, the medication you're taking to be able to kill them off. And that's what we're going to do. We are going to succeed regardless of what they try.
Yeah, brother, by next week I will do my own contribution, okay?
There is no problem at all. You don't. What I want you to do is to go to peopleofbiafra.org, another website. Are you on Facebook?
I've been trying all the four.
Okay, please refresh as well. Refresh as you're going, you refresh your browser as well, please. That will help, okay?
Alright, I'll be continuing. I'll be trying.
Thank you very much. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Good evening to you, Nnamdi Kanu. This is Vin from Vin Weke, calling from Oka.
Vin, how are you? You're welcome to the program. Go ahead. We're having slight problems, but go ahead. The program is going on regardless.
Good evening to you. I'm greeting again, and good evening to the whole Biafra and all over the world. Nnamdi Kanu, please, I want to appreciate you. If people of Biafra should have 100 people like you, will get this Biafra and diminish them. I want to make a simple contribution. My simple contribution is this. If we are sincere of what we are doing, honestly speaking, I think what we should do is to get 100,000 people. If we get 100,000 people, nobody can conquer us. If we can get 100,000 people, nobody can conquer us. I want to look at the possibility of having satellite Biafra on TV. If you guys can assist us to give us cost implication of having satellite like Al Jazeera, you know, if we have an idea of how much it will cost us, those of us in Nigeria, you know, we are civil servants, we can be making provision for that to have it on board. I don't know if you are listening.
We are, the world is listening, not just me. The whole world is listening.
Okay. Thank you that the whole world is, because I'm not listening to the program right now as the network is down. What I'm saying is that if we have 100,000, up to 500,000 people, perfect. Because the whole world can agree with me that everybody in Nigeria is a slave. All Igbos in Nigeria, all Biafrans in Nigeria are all slaves. And they all their friends all over the world. I want to put it to everybody in the world that we are all slaves. One thing people don't know, if you have money, for instance, if you have money now, do you think about the next generation? Do you think about the children you have? Because my argument in our career is that I may be comfortable now, but what of the children I'm burning? What of the people I have? If we all die, how do they think the next generation will look like? You can't talk if you're working in the office. Even in business world, if you think you're comfortable, you're benefiting from the scattered system. You believe you're the one. So you ask yourself, will your children survive next generation? Because you have law in a society where there is no law. Nothing is working. As I speak, there is no light any place in Oka. Nothing is working here. So if you are comfortable, we provide security here, we provide light, you know, we provide water. The simplest thing any mad person, any mad leader can provide, the water God has given us, you know, we cannot boast of it. So if you say you are comfortable with the structure, the system you have now, because you have money now, what of the next generation? So what I'm saying is that because, like I said, we are all living in bondage here. Nobody can talk. There is no platform to talk over here. You cannot talk. So if those of us talking as civil servants, you know, can connect through this network, through this platform, if we have 500,000, there's no way they can send all of us to prison. And there's no way they can call of us. It's not possible. You know? Because what they are doing is just to suppress everybody, so that you will not have voice. So in conclusion, because I wouldn't want to take our time, I want to know the cost implication. I wouldn't mind contributing 10% of my salary to have satellite Biafra, like Al Jazeera or CNN. We can do it. There's nothing we cannot do.
Yes.
I'm telling you, because all this... you got my point.
Yes, I do. I got your point. But what I'm trying to get you is a very patriotic gesture you have made. We have said it before to our people, but there are, some of them are hard at hearing. They don't understand when you, before you come out to talk about Biafra, ask yourself, am I prepared for this battle? That is the number one question you ask yourself. If you are prepared, then you come out. Biafra is not Motopark, where you come, do nothing about it. The battle on our hands, once we win the minds of our people, the battle is won in this day and age. Once we get, and the only way to get the minds of your people is media. We must understand this. You must educate, you must write your own history and educate your own people. That is why we are in disarray in that country. What you're saying is correct. The Australian people are coordinating all of this. I will put you in touch with them. If there is anything we can do to organize this thing back home properly so that we can get this thing done as quickly as possible, then we'll do so. But what we are making very clear is that we will be or will broadcast on the internet. Our app will come out, we'll broadcast. We will broadcast from satellite. We'll have our transmitter as well. All these platforms will be on everywhere. We will produce a free newspaper. I said free. I didn't say the one that people will buy. We will print a free newspaper for each and every household in Biafra land. We are not relenting. We are not stopping. The education must be carried into every kitchen, not every home and every bedroom. Every kitchen. We must continue in what we are doing, regardless of what the enemy, they will try. They are doing what comes natural to them. We will do what comes natural to us as well.
Okay, and I want to say one other thing. The newspaper angle will be most effective in Biafra land. Because what I'm saying that is that the broadcast through internet, through internet platform, is not effective here. I don't know if you guys know what we are passing through here. Professors don't have access to internet. They don't know how to operate it. Not to talk of the reverend gentlemen or the villagers. So it will be most effective if we can have newspaper printed for every home. Yeah, I'm telling you, because the Masobians are going through the town today in Oka, announcing that there will be seat at home on Saturday. You know, the most effective means of communication is getting the grassroots. As you guys are talking all over the world, that was why I suggested that this struggle should be anchored by you guys in diaspora. Because in Nigeria, down here in Biafra land, I'm telling you, you guys will not understand what I'm passing through here. All some of us are passing through. You talk to somebody that's supposed to know, they don't care. Because they don't have access to internet. Whoever that will have the opportunity of listening to you, man, will be converted, I'm telling you. But you don't have the opportunity. Because you have a golden voice. Like somebody said, God is speaking through you. And I want to agree with that guy. He said, God is talking through you. But people don't have the opportunity of listening to your golden voice. I'm telling you, the only way out is if you have it.
Yes, I believe he has run out of airtime. We enjoyed that conversation. Let's go to Skype now, please. Yeah, can you hear us? This is Radio Biafra. Hello? The caller on Skype, can you hear us?
We have finished.
No, he is not listening. He's probably busy listening to the program. Please, doctor, that we have to do something about this condition. I don't know how else to explain it to our people so they will understand. Nobody knows how they will be able to grasp it. But what we are saying is that we need a situation whereby we will be able to overcome this problem and move forward in perpetuity without looking back. It requires...
Absolutely. Let me add quickly here what you just said. Now, our people should understand that. Why? Our enemies understand very well the need, the importance of media better than us. And that is why they are doing everything possible to cut us off from this single means we have. Because they know the importance, they know the potency. They know that if we succeed to make Radio Biafra as grandiose as we are planning it,
Nandi has itemized what is on the pipeline. Reading their friends, just one act of many means we will use to saturate our people. We will use to make sure that wherever you are, whether you are in the primary school, you are in the remotest village, you are sophisticated in information technology, you will avail yourself with the minimal information you need to know what is happening around you. They know that with Radio Biafra, we will educate our people. Our people will know what is happening. The lies that are being fed us will be debunked. They know that if we have our way, our eyes will be opened. The veil that they have used to sew and close our eyes and ears will be removed. We will be removed, and we will see the light of the day and understand why we have been in near condition of slavery for 46 years. Do you want to endure another 2 years, 3 years, 1 year, even more on this condition? If you don't, if the answer is no, as I think you are saying no, wherever you are, you ask yourself, what can I do? Or how can we redouble our effort to make sure that we circumvent this the plan of the enemies against us? If we give in, we are handing them over victory. Do you want your enemies to have the last laugh over you? For me, I can never. I will continue to do whatever I can. Please join us to make sure that this tiny, as far as I'm concerned, this tiny shortcoming, tiny inconvenience, we overcome it. And then fortify ourselves for the bigger, greater battle ahead.
Yes, that is very, very well said. Doctor, thank you very much. If you're joining us, this is Radio Biafra. If you're able to get our signal this evening, this is Radio Biafra. We are not relenting in what we are doing. We are continuing. Nothing is going to deter us. Nothing at all. Let people stop talking and start acting. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Good evening, Mr. Nandi. I'm calling from Germany. I have actually word that I didn't receive Radio Biafra right now. You know, so I'm not trying since I met the website, but they're already closed.
Which this thing are you on? Which website can on here? Yeah? Which website are you trying to access it via? Have you been to BelieHumanRights.org? BelieHumanRights.org?
Yeah, but the problem here is that I cannot even get through of anything with Radio Biafra. You know, in the front of my screen, the front page or something like that, you know, so I can't get through.
Okay, what I want you to do is to type in, write this thing down, please. Are you on Facebook?
Yeah, I'm on Facebook.
If you go to Facebook, Carol Monday has posted something on Facebook. You will see the websites where through which you can get Radio Biafra, albeit intermittently. If you go there, there is BelieHumanRights.org. There is www.freedomvoicemedia.com. There is peopleofbiafra.org. All these places, you can get Radio Biafra. Don't type in Radio Biafra. The enemies are everywhere in every country. They are armed to the teeth. They are trying to pull us down everywhere. What you need to do is don't type in Radio Biafra, type in BelieHumanRights.org. You type in freedomvoices.com. Freedom Voice Media. Freedom Voice Media. Go to Facebook, you see it there.
Okay, and yeah, Facebook, can try it there. But however, launch a comment. Maka, this woke up along yesterday. Okay.
Yes.
So even more about this man is that as a man who or something of that nature, which is very close to the Igwe. Why would you end up in the Onati? Where the Babuja? Okay, what I don't know, but in the
answer. And yeah? That's what people are asking.
Everybody man that you know, don't you also rap on the other, so on the other, say, no, but the end, they will go out of the jail. So, meaning that Nobodo, because of Wogan Dowson, Buna, Latino, Nobodo, then I need Bussina Fonazo, or Navanaza, or no, or Guinea of one is a Kobo, of Anambra.
Yeah, it's very sad. It's very, very sad. Extremely sad. But we continue relentlessly in going. We can't vouch for him. We don't know what he's doing in Abuja. He's in Abuja. He's our war veteran. We like him very much, and we respect him. But what he said yesterday was unacceptable.
Yeah, Mr. Mandy, even if you would like to make it an all-in-all, and all-in-all, you have an all-in-all, Magana mwana wama uwa tata ajumu my people. Mabale wote redo biafra na bae. For Simba, there's nothing like that. Mala ama the last this thing you will do. If we have many the one satellite that will cost about 28,000 pounds.
That's correct.
Right? Yeah. So that can be in the non seven in the can of Buddha in the Hotakwa the Radio Biafra. Well, all the market will be like we contribute. Oh, I didn't know the comment here of yesterday. On our comment that Niaga not contribute through church or whatever, I don't know. But I'm going to like him how we can contribute so that we can get more satellites around the world.
Yes, what you can do, we have taken down your number. I'll pass it to Australia. Australia will contact you. Oh, Hawana, is Australia that is handling this very exercise? Australia will handle it from top to finish because we have a lot of work on our hands. We don't want to touch money anymore. Insofar as this particular transmitter is concerned, if you're touched about supporting what we are doing, you can always donate on the website through PayPal or MoneyGram or Western. Anyhow you want to get your money to us, we'll be able to accept. But for the transmitter itself and the we don't want to give them away too much. We know what we're doing. We are going to go home. They cannot shoot down satellite. They cannot shoot down satellite. So we have been thinking and thinking and thinking and thinking. The best thing for us to do is to come via satellite. They cannot get us down. We'll come via satellite and there is nothing they can do about it. We'll have transmitter on the ground. We'll have satellites. We'll have newspaper. We'll broadcast on the internet. On all platforms, we'll be there. There is nothing they can do about it. As Dr. Egemba said, you pursue us. When you get tired, you leave us alone to go and get our freedom. Nobody is going to, they want to scare us. So the people will say, oh, look at them. They are not even stable. Because of that, they will lose hope. Maybe some people will lose hope. Maybe this is a way for God to tell us who the serious Biafrans are. If you're a serious Biafran, you persevere with us. We are not like, I'm very, very sorry to say, we respect their sacrifice. We respect everything they did. My father's generation that fought the war. But what we are saying is this. If I was in charge in 1970, the war would not have ended. I can tell you that today. We would have got into the bush and we would have continued fighting like the Southern Sudanese did until you give us our independence. For every year we fought, Southern Sudanese people fought for 10 years. They fought for 30 years for their independence. For 30 good years. We only fought for 3 years and ran to Abuja, Lagos, and Kaduna, Kano, Sokoto, Zungeru, Guzo, and Maiduguri. No. This time around is different. We will fight to the finish. As somebody said, a champion is somebody who fights and wins. We cannot say we are proud Biafrans until we get our freedom. Until we get our freedom, Biafra to us is a pipe dream. We want Biafra in truth and honesty as a reality on the ground, saving the children of God from every available harm made by man. And that is what we are saying. With the help of the right people, there is nothing we cannot do. They can do whatever they like. They cannot stop us. Tomorrow we'll be here broadcasting. Next tomorrow we'll be here broadcasting. Every blessed day, if it means broadcasting this evening till tomorrow morning, so be it. It doesn't matter. It doesn't take anything away from us. We will do so. Nothing will stop Biafra from coming. No amount of cyber attack, nothing that the Nigerian government will do can stop us. Nothing. Not now, not tomorrow, not ever.
Yesterday comment, you were saying about this Biafra youth organization or something, that Nadia, the leader, will also need the support,
yes.
For the burial.
Yes, to support for the burial, that is correct, the burial of our late leader. Prince Longinus Ojiakom, our late leader, is the leader. him and on one, so we can release a lot of secrets.
Yeah, but anyhow, somebody can still contribute for his burial. Is there anybody reachable for that, or anybody to concern for that?
Yes, it depends on, yes, there is somebody concerned for that. Dr. Egemba will be coordinating that very effort. But what we want you to do is that what we don't want is that for people to be sending their donation all over the place. Radio Biafra itself, any contribution you make towards the Ojiako family, when you give it to Radio Biafra, you know they'll ask you for reference number. The reference number can be your email address, it can be your name. If you just say Biafra Liberation or BLC only as your reference number, we know we take that money straight to the Ojiako family for them to survive. Because if we don't support them, people will say, "Unu lekwa ndi awo na eme Biafra, akwonya lekwa wanya na ba, ona eme Biafra di ya nwo ha happier." That's what the people will say. So we don't want to abandon our own. Even if we go into battle, our dead will come back with us. We must recognize that camaraderie, brotherhood, idinotu, one need the number, onribe one number also. You must express it in real life. It's not by mouth. It's not talking about it. You have to prove it. That is what we are doing at. We prove who we are. We say we love our people, we will serve them, and we will prove it every blessed day of our lives till the day we die. We are not going to relent. In any way we can serve our country, we will, and that's what we are doing right now. Anybody can attack us. Anybody can castigate what we are doing. Anybody can say, "Oh, we're not interested in Biafra." You can say anything you like. One thing is for certain, if you like it or not, Biafra is coming.
Exactly. So good afternoon is the opportunity to work in Mundi Biafra and the Malaysia, I'm hearing their voice, and actually Chukwu Dubas Weduka United, Biafra of India as well, and also other places like US and but I come and know about people from Canada. You know, though I was in Canada and then visiting Igbo communities there, you know. So and their unity. Man, since there are no commentary, I come and know about anybody commenting from Canada.
Yes, Canada. I can tell you this evening is very formidable under the guidance of our sister Maureen, and also our brother Chike Mwosu as well, who is there. Canada ranks about sixth in the state of preparedness. In terms of preparedness, we know that Malaysia is topping the list. After Malaysia, we then have Australia. After Australia, we have India. After India, we know we have United Kingdom. After United Kingdom, we have confirmation that Senegal is ready. We have Senegal. After Senegal, we have United States. After United States, we have Italy that just confirmed today that they are ready and willing to go. We are waiting for the Philippines. We are waiting for the Japanese. We are waiting for people from Brazil, from Argentina. We are waiting for confirmation also from Mexico. We don't know what is happening with the Mexican people. We want them to come to us. And then we are free to go. And also South Africa. So I can tell you right now that even as at this, before we came on air, we got a call from Canada that Canada is very strong and they are growing.
Okay. Because can I have my doctor Kemba and also American Queen to Norman and Alo because you see it. I actually know of my number. Please let me know. I'm in full support in any level.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much, and God bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, Doctor, are you there? What feedback can you give us? I have not heard from Uche. What feedback can you give us?
It is still problematic. That's the only thing I can say. And most of our guys are experiencing the same. But as we've just said, and I repeat it again, we shouldn't give up. We will continue just as they did yesterday. They may get tired and hang up. Then we continue what we are doing. But it's difficult, but I still continue to ask people to try different sites, refresh and try as many as you can, and let's see how much more we can resist them, and maybe they will get up tired as they did yesterday and leave us alone to continue interacting as brothers. They are not happy that we have a means to communicate and share
ideas together. They are not happy. They are happy with us fighting among ourselves, depending on second-hand information, depending on other people writing our story, our headlines for us, to feed us whatever they want, whatever remnants, what they want us to hear. But we want to dictate what our people want to hear, what we want to say. You are falling in, especially yourself. They are not happy. They want to just read what is written in the newspaper. Some of them are paid at Bacteria.
Absolutely. Let us take this call, Doctor. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
My name is Sonye Kashuku Ezemba. Nambi,
yes.
I tried on the website. Yeah, Simura is defaulted.
Which one did you try?
The www.radiobiafra.london.com. They say it's defaulted. It's a website defaulted.
Good. Are you with us on? Are you on Facebook?
Yeah, I checked on Facebook, but Facebook is not clear.
What
I checked now in people of Biafra still the same problem.
Uh-huh.
It's waking up also the same problem.
Okay, you try Freedom Voice Media.
Freedom Voice Media. Okay,
yes, .com.
I will try that.
You keep, because it will be breaking in a we know what the problem is and how they're attacking us. We know that and we are working on it to try and improve it.
I know it's a hackers, but all of them will sink.
Yes.
I believe all of them will sink very soon, because if you attack a person that does not attack you, you know what the result will be.
Of course.
This is the point.
Of course, but
you can't fight God by a problem.
You can't. They went and pulled down our website. They pulled our website down. For no reason, again today, our website, our main website, radiobiafra.co, they dragged it down completely. How many of them? Because I can tell you on my screen, on my monitors, this afternoon, the attack, I didn't want to alarm people, was over 8,000. I have the list here, if they want us to publish all of them. So, for each attack they are making, they are using, for one IP address that they use, we only release only one IP address today. For one IP address they use, they are generating over 6,000 attacks from one IP address. And our screen is flooded. That is why we said we need help. Our people don't understand. We can overcome these people, but we need the tools to go and fight them. We can't fight them with bare hands. We need the tools. We don't want what happened to us in the war to happen to us again. If we had enough arms, we would have defeated Nigeria, regardless of the help they're getting from whoever. We had nothing. But it cannot fire against anybody. It doesn't do any. It looks like a gun, but it's not a gun. It's a wood. We don't want to be handicapped again when we have millions of people living abroad. Even if the amount of people that went to church yesterday can contribute 1/100 of what they gave to Yoruba pastors yesterday, we will not have any problem.
Yes.
We will not have any problem. But they are happy to give their money to Yoruba pastors. People that hate you, people that despise you, our people will go. Sometimes some people wonder and say, why are you people doing this? Can't you see how foolish your people are? We say to them, we are doing the work that God has asked us to do. Our people are great people, and we are here to restore that greatness. Everybody that went against us, everybody that came to try to take us down, will take him or herself down, because we will rise. They'll attack us and we'll attack them back, and we'll rise up and we'll stand. Thank you very much for calling, and God bless you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Nandi.
Thank you.
We'll support you in any way we can.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. Please, Doctor, we are also going back to our headlines, because we don't want to deviate. We don't want to prevaricate. We don't want them to think that because of what they are doing, somehow our transmission this evening has been stunted. But before I come to you, let's take this call from Skype. Give us your name and where you are, please. The caller on Skype, your name and where you are. We have a caller on Skype. Give us your name and where you are.
My name is Gideon.
This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name, please, and where you are.
Mr. Nandi, it's me again. Please, I didn't get that right on the Facebook. We have to get it, you know.
It is.
Can you call it for me?
It's Radio Biafra London.
Radio Biafra London, huh?
Yes, type in Radio Biafra London on Facebook. You will see the page will appear. You ask to join the group. Somebody will approve you, and then you see all of it.
Okay.
Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Chidera. I'm calling from Tennessee, United States.
Yes. Hello, our dear sister. You're welcome to the program. We do apologize. Was it on Saturday? Was it on Sunday? You were meant to join us. It wasn't possible on Saturday. We are delighted to have you. You're speaking to the entire humanity, at least those that can get Radio Biafra. Please go ahead and say what's on your mind.
Okay. Yeah. I want to know what our people here in the United States are already doing about this Biafra movement, because I haven't heard anything yet.
There is a few of them. Are you part of us on Facebook? Because there are a few people from Texas, I'm sure, on Radio Biafra Facebook page that are doing something. So you're in Tennessee. I don't know if you can be a part of them or replicate what they're doing in Texas around Tennessee as well, because we need this committee almost in every state in America if it is possible because of the different time
zones.
Yes. Yes. So are you in a position to organize anything at all around Tennessee?
Well, I'm a student here, so I can talk to my fellow international students here that are Igbos as well.
Yes, you. Okay, that would be wonderful. Can you try and do that and organize something? Because we
come
out. Oh, that's wonderful. Please, if you can do that, that would be great. And all things being equal, Radio Biafra will be coming to the United States towards the tail end of this month, and we won't even mind coming.
Yeah, I really want to be a part of it.
You want to be a part of it?
Yes.
That is wonderful. That is very, very wonderful. It's very good news to hear. So you have our permission to start organizing Tennessee, to organize all our people around Tennessee to support the effort that we're making towards freeing our people from slavery and from bondage. You are a lady, your father's daughter. That is why you spoke the way you did. We did not look for you. You searched for Radio Biafra and you came and you offered your services, and that is the type of people that we are looking for. You have our permission this evening to proceed and organize Tennessee in the United States to follow the gospel that Radio Biafra is preaching regarding how we are going to extricate ourselves from the zoo called Nigeria.
Yes, exactly. How about California?
We had a sister from California that rang once and said she was going to call us back. We've not heard from her. For California, she rang us only on one occasion, and we are still waiting for her to come back. I know sometimes our people is like, if you're in a dance floor, when we are very young, because I'm an old man now, when we are very young, when we go to a nightclub, you see people hanging around, they'll be scared to take the floor, to be the first to come to the floor to start dancing, because they'll think everybody's looking at them. That's the problem we are suffering from, which is why we don't enter into any vehicle until that vehicle is full. That is why we're asking people to volunteer.
One chance.
Exactly. Once it is one chance, you see, we rush and try to get in. If you ask us to pay double, we'll even pay treble the amount. Thank you very much for volunteering to work for your country. Thank you very much for offering to organize Tennessee. We are very humbled. We are very grateful that we have great daughters like you of Biafran extraction. And I can confirm to you this evening that you don't have any Hausa blood in you. You don't have any Yoruba blood.
No,
in you.
I'm 100% Igbo. I will marfor.
Thank you very much. And it shows, because you're volunteering yourself. So God bless you. Organize Tennessee. Write us a text message right now. When we come to America, we'll also see you people in Tennessee. Radio Biafra will come to Tennessee to even broadcast.
Okay, I was planning on talking to my uncle in California about it, because he's one of the executive members in People's Club in Northern California.
Yes.
So I think he can talk to some of the influential Igbos in California, because he knows most of them.
Okay, that'll be wonderful. That is very, very great. Please go ahead and do that. And if they are also organized, when we come to America towards the tail end of this month, we will be able to see them, because we want the effect we had in Australia, the effect we had in Israel, to be replicated in America. We want America, in the United States, to be as formidable as any other place, because if we get the USA, if we get Britain, if we have France on our side, if we have Israel on our side, China and Russia, there is nothing stopping us. So please do whatever you can. If you have people in different states in America, speak to them on your own.
I definitely will.
Please try and do that. Let everybody start something where they are. That is what we're asking for. Start something where you are, please. Yeah?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, so do you still have my phone number saved? Because I remember giving it to you on Saturday.
Yes, we have your telephone number saved. And you're now on Skype as well, and your Skype is also saved. So thank you very much. We'll be getting back to you. You have our license to organize.
Yeah, call me whenever you get here. Okay. Whenever you come to the United States, because I would like to meet you people.
Wonderful. We are coming. Be rest assured. Okay. Thank you very much, and God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for your time. Bye-bye.
Bye now. Yes, that's our sister from United States. Doctor, if you're listening, that's our sister from the U.S. who has done us proud. By contacting Radio Biafra and offering to organize. Tennessee is a state in the United States. These are the people who are born of Igbo blood. These are Igbo. You don't need to go for blood test. If you are an Igbo person, you want freedom. If you're a Biafran, you want freedom. She had to look for us. We didn't look for her. That is what you call the passion to be free from bondage. That is what we want to hear. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Hello?
Yes, the caller on Skype, your name and where you are.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Loud and clear, give us your name and where you are, please.
Okay, my name is Christopher Egere. I'm from Omanya, Olokoro in Omanya, Abia State.
Wonderful.
Of Biafra.
Wonderful.
I'm calling from Bonny Island, the River State.
Bonny Island, the River State, yes, go ahead.
Yes, yes. I've been following up with the Radio Biafra since you people started. I like what you people are doing. God will bless you people. And on my own side, I've been able to tell most of my friends about Radio Biafra, both in Facebook and when I go. I'm at work. I'm in a houseboat at Bonny Island. When I go, I do the Port Anytime I go Port Harcourt, I do tell some of our Igbo Biafran guys in Port Harcourt. So the problem they're having is that most of them are not aware of it, and most of them too don't have the smartphone to log on. They're due to the level of poverty in Biafra land.
Yes.
So I told them that by God's grace that our brother in Australia are working towards getting a better communication this thing for Biafrans at home here to reach out.
Yes.
So they are all happy about that, but because of the level of the poverty, because most of them are interested in contributing, but my brother, the suffering has gone. So but the few that they have on our website to contribute whatever they have in support of this actualization of Biafra.
Yes.
And why I really try to call now to let you know that the website, the radiobiafra.co, is not working.
I know.
And getting it here from these people.
Okay, you're getting it from people of Biafra. People of Biafra.
Yeah. Yeah, the people of Biafra and the BA human rights, they both are okay. Just that it breaks 10,000.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
And thank you. I'm not sure you heard that last bit. Thank you very much. You're in Bonny Island in River State and you're receiving Radio Biafra tonight. We are very grateful to have you with us this evening to call us from Bonny Island. That is wonderful news. That is good to hear. And we encourage people to call this evening. This evening we give over ourselves to our listeners to tell us what they think, what they feel, how we're going to get Biafra. The world is listening. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, Mr. Namdekanu.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm Reginald Opara. I'm actually calling from the United States.
Reginald Opara from the U.S. Our sister called and boldly is going ahead to organize Tennessee. Yes, go ahead.
Exactly. I actually called to see if I could get connected to her because... like, I've spoken to so much people, like, none of them is trying to give me ears, but, I mean, get me connected to the lady who just called.
Okay, I will do so. We will connect you to her. We will try to start a conversation that involves you as well, so that everybody will know each other. Why is it that where you are, is it that because I know they have 9-10 jobs in America, they don't see each other from year to year, from week to week, day to day, nobody knows even the neighbor. You go to work and some of you go to work in January, you come back in December. So what is the problem? What are the difficulties you're having in America? Why are they not receptive to what we're saying?
Well, you said it, Imasi, like you said the other day that, I mean, you can talk to somebody, but you can't force them to listen to it.
That is correct, yes.
Yeah, so, I believe we played our own part by talking to them, letting them know that, you know, something like Radio Biafra does exist. So, although, I mean, things like that.
Yes, but these people that you're talking to, are they educated people or they didn't go to school?
Well, I believe they're all educated, and it's not something I have to force them to listen. I try to talk them in, and they've always promised to, you know, to listen to it. And when they get back home, I often try to call to see if, you know, if they're listening to it. And I believe they do. I can't really tell what the problem is.
Okay, because I find it astonishing. Do they know how United States came into existence? Are they aware of the history of where they are?
Well, I guess they are.
If they are, please, you try and tell them that Radio Biafra is saying that you listen to Radio Biafra and you were told to relay this message to them. To tell them that United States of America got its freedom from Britain. Tell them that men fought so that black people will not be slaves in America. Tell them that white people died under the command of Abraham Lincoln, that white people died fighting to save black people from slavery. Remind them once again that the jobs they have today, the cars they are driving, the houses they live in, that people fought and died for it. People that they never met, people they never saw. I find it disgraceful. I find it abominable. I find it shameful that people born of Igbo, let us claim, the people that claim that of Igbo extraction, is that they are enjoying life in another person's country and they are not ashamed of themselves. Where they come from, kidnappers are roaming free. Criminals masquerading as politicians are everywhere. They are not ashamed to be living in another man's country doing 10 jobs every blessed day. They ought to be ashamed of themselves. And may God have mercy on their pitiable souls, all of them, from one to the other, that they don't want to be free from bondage. Thank you very much. We'll send information to you, and God bless you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. If you want to join us this evening, that we are bringing you news, views, analysis, and commentaries regarding how we're going to get Biafra. We are indomitable. They cannot take us. They can try as much as they can. Nobody is capable of pulling Radio Biafra down. You can try, but you will not succeed. We are still broadcasting on other platforms. Our brother from Boni this evening is saying they are receiving us loud and clear. We don't want people to lose focus. We don't want them to lose their mind. We are focused on getting Biafra. Nothing is going to stop us. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, my name is Ikechukwu Amako. I'm calling from Germany.
Ikechukwu, you're welcome to Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
Yeah, please, I have problem. I cannot be able to get the radio right now. What is wrong?
Where are you? Which platform are you on? Which website are you looking for Radio Biafra, please?
Well, formerly, I used to enter Google and I write Radio Biafra. I got it, but right now, no way.
I want you to go. Don't go to Google. Just write W. Are you on Facebook?
I'm not in Facebook. I registered now, but I'll complete it tomorrow.
Good. I want you to go to let everybody you are introducing to Radio Biafra, tell them to also open a Facebook account and go and join us on Facebook. Because if you had been on Facebook, you would have seen all the websites where you could have gotten Radio Biafra. So I'm telling you now, if you have a pen and paper, write down people of Biafra.org.
.org, okay.
That is correct. peopleofbiafra.org, yes.
Okay, let me try it now.
Okay, if you go there, you receive Radio Biafra immediately. Thank you and God bless you. Thank you. We are remaining due to the intermittent broadcast we are having this evening, the disruption. We are going to remain on air to take your calls. to take your views, because we are reporting this evening that Buhari is the chief financier and sponsor of Boko Haram. He is on the warpath with the federal government of Nigeria, the federal government of the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, over Boko Haram. He has come out openly to defend Boko Haram when nobody is defending our people being killed in the north. We are also reporting this evening that the cyber attack against Radio Biafra website, because we promise you that we won't hide anything from you, is continuing, and we are doing everything we can to remain on air, to begin to we must begin to address these people. Whatever problem they bring to us, we must be able to address them head on. We must be able to take them head on. We must be able to tell them that they're not going to succeed, because on our monitors here, it is quite ironic, on all our monitors here, there is nothing like any fault from our system delivering our content to our providers and our carriers. Everything is fine. Why they are disrupting it, I do not know. But we'll continue to do what we are doing. You can call us on Skype. You can call us on the phone if you want to join this conversation. This is Radio Biafra. We come to you every evening at 7 p.m. Of course, it's 9 now, so a lot of people will think that we have brought the program to an end. So please, 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 please do not relent. Do not be disheartened. Do not be disheartened. A lot of people come into Biafran struggle. They think there is going to be a walk in the park. They think it's going to be very easy. Oh, we come in and, you know, Biafra comes. No, it is not like that. There is work to be done. If you come to Biafra, you are going to do some work. There is work to be done. That work starts from now. Ask yourself, what have I done to project the image of Biafra? What have I done to sustain all the infrastructure, all the efforts to bring Biafra up? That is what you need to ask yourself. What have I done? Ask yourself this evening before you sleep, what have I done? I'm on Nnamdi Kanu, the studio of Radio Biafra this evening. And what we are going to do is to try and take out time to resolve this problem. Once we resolve this problem, we don't have any difficulties anymore. But please, 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 wherever you are in the world, you are very, very important to us. You are a child of Biafra, and what we are doing is to try to rescue all of us from the bondage called Nigeria. If you've listened to us this evening, we are saying thank you very much, and please do not forget to join us tomorrow. We are not relenting. We are not going back. We know the frustration involved in having intermittent broadcast, but right now, that is what we have to live with until we overcome it. Thank you very much for listening to Radio Biafra. We'll see you again next time tomorrow, 7 p.m. But please, 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 in the interim, whatever help you can give to Radio Biafra to sustain the efforts we are making, that will be more than welcome. Thank you very much. God bless you. I'm signing off today. Do not forget tomorrow. Get your friends to join us on Facebook. That is where we disseminate information. Please, 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 whatever you do, support Biafra in your prayers and by action and by deed. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Shall always reach.